USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And they'll see what they can do, but our alternative is an excellent one.
Trade talks between the U.S. and China with a Chinese delegation in Washington, D.C. President Trump saying,
"We were getting very close to a deal. Then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that. We can't have that."
A potential trade war weighing heavy on the stock market. All indexes in the red, the Dow down almost 139 points to close at 25,828. The NASDAQ down almost 33 points. The S&P 500 down almost 9 points. In other news, President Trump welcoming the World Series champion Boston Red Sox to the White House.
"I want to thank the entire Red Sox organization for your longstanding support for those American service members who have suffered the wounds of war to keep our country safe and strong and free."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to the position of Defense Secretary. He's been serving as acting Pentagon chief since the resignation of James Mattis. To the Justice Department,
Attorney General Jeff Sessions told us to follow regular order and ensure the nonpartisan administration of justice. And that is what we did every day.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein leaving the Department of Justice. At a ceremony celebrating his career, Rosenstein speaking with reporters,
"Rule of law requires us to ignore partisan politics, to tune out the news cycle, and to base our decisions on credible evidence. Many people have the luxury of dismissing facts that are inconsistent with their pre-existing beliefs, but we face the exacting scrutiny of the federal courtroom."
And some kind words about Rosenstein from current Attorney General William Barr.
"Exceptional intelligence, sound judgment crafted from experience, composure even under the most intense pressure and scrutiny."
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Drug makers may need to start disclosing the price of prescription drugs on their TV ads. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Department of Health and Human Services says the price will have to be included in the ad if it's at least $35 for a one-month supply. The rule finalized this week will take effect in 2 months. According to the department, the 10 most commonly advertised drugs actually range from $488 a month to just short of a staggering $17,000 a month. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says people should know how much a drug costs long before they get to the counter of their pharmacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To Capitol Hill, where Republican Kevin McCarthy goes after House Judiciary Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California addresses Wednesday's Judiciary Committee vote to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress during his weekly press conference on Thursday.
Nadler can't even handle the gavel. Not only how he dealt with the last committee hearing, it comes into doubt, regardless of what the issue is, whether he's capable of even being a chairman. But yesterday, he even admitted what he sent in a subpoena was not what his intent was. He was asking in a subpoena for Attorney General Barr to break the law, otherwise he'd hold him in contempt.
A vote by the full House of Representatives is expected on the citation next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.